This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Thursday. We got football coming up tonight, or at least a reasonable facsimile. Texans, Patriots, Vikings, and Seahawks. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DP Show. Say good morning. Those watching on Peacock, thank you. Download the app if you haven't done so. And our radio affiliates around the country. We got a lot of poll questions out there. Seton, you want to recap, and then we'll recalibrate after that.
Many poll questions.
Okay.
Yeah. Right now, who plays a larger role? 70% say a catcher plays more of a role than a caddy during a major.
Okay.
Our audience is overwhelmingly old school. Shout out to the 13% that are new schoolers, though. And people are more excited about Vikings Seahawks tonight than they are Texans Patriots.
All right. What do we have for hour two?
Yeah, I think we'll let these marinate a little
bit. Okay, you can do that.
Yeah, I think we'll let these marinate.
Sure, absolutely. Mark Sanchez, former quarterback, now works for Fox Sports. He'll join us coming up. Also, CC Sabathia, former All-Star pitcher working for Major League Baseball, will join us coming up as well. Let's see. We were talking about the Henry Ruggs plea deal. This is the Raiders wide receiver. It's a 3 to 10 year sentence. And the DA said that his office accepted a plea agreement with the Raiders wide receiver because it was concerned that the central piece of evidence in its case might be suppressed. I think they were worried about proving that he was intoxicated. And let's see, what else do they say? The DA said, I recognize this outcome is not sufficient punishment for Ruggs for the loss of the Tinter family suffered. There's legitimate concerns that a court would have suppressed the result of the blood draw. We would have lost the felony DUI charge. We couldn't take that chance. This resolution sends Ruggs to prison for up to 10 years on a felony DUI conviction and brings closure here. Now, they said without the DUI resulting in the death charge, which the sentence was 2 to 20 years, that they were willing to take this. So a felony reckless driving charge, Ruggs would have carried a prison sentence of 1 to 6 years, and a lot of those prisoners are paroled with felony reckless driving convictions. This, according to a release there, but they weren't sure. Let's see, what else do they say? Had the suppression motion been granted, there was a strong likelihood because no field sobriety tests were performed and there was not information given to the judge that Ruggs had bloodshot, watery eyes, smelled of alcohol, or had been drinking prior to the crash, the DUI death charge would have been dismissed. But he was traveling at over 150 miles an hour and crashed into this poor woman and her dog. The car was engulfed in flames, and then she was killed. But if convicted of all charges, Ruggs could have been sentenced to more than 50 years in prison. But it's 3-10, and I guess with good behavior, maybe out sooner than that. I'm guessing if he's plead guilty, more likelihood of a civil lawsuit against Ruggs, I would guess, by the family. But just because he's got to reach an agreement with the family, or if he does, that doesn't affect his sentencing, I don't believe. Those are two separate situations. Yes, Paulie?
I did talk to a friend of the show, Derek Mosley. He was the chief judge of the Milwaukee Municipal Court. He now runs the Marquette Law School. And he says a judge can definitely look at a civil agreement between the family and the criminal in doing a case. For instance, making the victim whole through money, replacement of property, or any other mitigating factors, the judge will consider that whether accepting a plea deal. The judge does not have to accept it. But if a plea deal is in place or a civil agreement is in place, it's more likely to, he said.
All right. Well, and O.J. Simpson even reached out via Twitter. Hello, Twitter rule. And he was talking about how the sentence seemed a little light. We didn't call for O.J. Simpson, by the way.
Not happy about Henry Ruggs.
Oh. I'm Henry Ruggs. I don't want any backing by O.J.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm in enough trouble, you know. I don't need O.J., you know, questioning my sentencing.
Yeah, if there's character witnesses, yeah. I'm not calling O.J.
Yeah.
Hey, this sentence wasn't enough. I agree. Oh,
especially in Vegas.
Oh, O.J.
Juice.
Yeah. That's not good.
Not good.
Not good.
Not good, but
no,
great.
No. Well, it's only good because Seton gets to do his O.J. Simpson impersonation.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah, that's the only reason why, whenever I see O.J.'s in the news, I go, all right, I don't like the story, don't like the person, but Seton gets to do his impersonation. So,
3-10 years. That's just not enough.
What did O.J. get for having a gun, kidnapping the people who stole his memorabilia that he was trying to steal back in Vegas?
He got a minimum of 9 years in prison for that case.
For the kidnapping?
Yeah. So they said, you know, he walked in the room, said no one can leave. Another guy with him flashed a gun. So that was that.
But the math doesn't add up.
I was in the NFL for a shorter time.
Yeah, OJ's career didn't even last 11 years, I don't think.
Speaking of which, let's talk about NIL.
Why didn't the Bills add a running back?
I always think of O.J. When I sat down to do an interview with him. And he was trying to try his case in front of me to convince me that he didn't kill his ex-wife and Ron Goldman. And he just told me how his world was crazy. He said, you don't understand how crazy. Now, this is in between where we had just done 30 minutes. And we're putting another tape into the camera, and we're going to do another, you know, 20 minutes of an interview. And he said during that time, you know, we had about 5 minutes, it felt like. It felt like it was an eternity. But he was saying, you don't know how crazy my life is. He said, I was in Vegas, and I was walking down the hall, and they were shooting a porn movie. And they asked me, Juice, do you want to be in the porn movie? I go, so... that your life's crazy, you know, that's a moment. You know, what's crazy is you got off. You didn't, you weren't found guilty of killing your ex-wife and Ron Goldman. That's a crazy life right there is what it is. But that's when we got to the point when he said, do you think I did it? And then I said, did what? And then he said, killed those two people. And I said, yes. And then we started to do the interview right after that.
Roll tape.
Yes. Yes, Marvin.
Is that your most awkward interaction in this business?
I don't know what would come close to that. I'm sure, I mean, I've had awkward moments, but that one is, you're there with a murderer, and I have to act as if I'm not concerned about what he's capable of doing. I mean, it was a football interview. And you can criticize me for sitting down with OJ and talking football with him. And that's on me because I thought, okay, he was found not guilty. You know, still talk to him about being a Heisman Trophy winner, 2,000 yards in a season. And you know, I was way off target with that because I don't think anybody cared about OJ, the football player, and his opinions. But we did talk, and but that moment, that awkward moment, and I wish it would have been on camera, because you would have seen both of us. That our faces, because he was like, "Do you think I did it?" And I go, "Did what?" And he goes, "Killed those two people." And I went, "Yes." And then my cameraman goes, "All right, we're ready to go." And I go, "All right." And now we resume our regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
Tell me about 2,000 yards.
Yes. Yeah. Down, Juice. A-Rod almost threatening to beat me up in the Rangers locker room. That one was bad.
Yeah.
Because I didn't realize that A-Rod was mad at me. And then I was told by the PR person with the Rangers, because I said, "Hey, I'm going to come over." We were in Dallas, maybe something to do with the Mavs. And I said, "Oh, let's go over and get an interview with Alex Rodriguez." And then the PR person said, "Oh, Alex loves you. Yeah, come on over." I got over there, and I realized Alex didn't love me. And I'm with Rob Dibble at the time. And we walked in, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to do face-to-face. If there's a problem, then I'm going to let him tell me whatever that problem is. And what happened was he said those negative things about Derek Jeter, that Derek's not the shortstop he is and that he doesn't deserve the money. And then he claimed that that was off the record. Well, it wasn't off the record. He later told the same things to a writer, Scott Rabb from Esquire. Same thing. But he was mad at me. And all of a sudden, I walk into the locker room. Now, they had a couch, and you had, a lot of the steroid users who were there, they were looking, they were leaning over the couch looking back because they knew I was in. I'm walking in the locker room, and A-Rod was by his locker. And I think he's talking to somebody named Mike Lamb. And he was talking to Mike Lamb as if he was talking to Joe DiMaggio. And he's just making me wait. And then Mike Lamb, I think, leaves. And you could see some of these guys that were there. Pudge, Canseco, I think. They had the whole group there. And they know something's going down. Hopefully it's not me, but. And I said to Rob Dibble, I said, "Look, if he hits me, you got to take." He goes, "I got your back." Which Dibble would have. And I go to A-Rod, and I said, "What's the deal?" And then he started yelling at me. And I was like, "Alex, you knew that you were on the record, and you said this later to a writer from Esquire." And like, he was mad, really should have been mad at himself, because he did it, and that really, hurt the relationship with Jeter, at least at the time. And then he went to the Yankees, and it was never a comfortable situation, but he blamed me, and I'm like, "Dude, I didn't do this. You did." And I thought, "Oh my God, he's going to punch me." And I think the Rangers were there going, I think they were encouraging. Now, I didn't hear this, but I later was told, that they were saying things, for A-Rod to drop me. And I thought, all right.
That'd have been fun. An all-timer.
It's content.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that one was, like, I felt more nervous in front of A-Rod than I did O.J. Simpson. Go figure. Good times. Good times. Alrighty. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Michael Lorenzen, no hit the Nationals, 124 pitches. And I was wondering about this with no hitters. I'm surprised there aren't more no hitters, because you got guys who don't make contact. You probably have the lowest batting averages that we've ever had in Major League Baseball. And guys have no shame in striking out. But you don't have pitchers who pitch deep into a game. I don't know if it's like, "Hey, I got a no-hitter in this sixth. Can you stay? Can I take you out? How long do you stay in?" So it used to be, you go back in the 70s. I mean, there were guys completing 25 games. Let's see. Here's no hitters so far. Let's see. Paulie, you got the numbers on this?
Yeah, no hitters have gone up. Like, if you go back to the 60s, there's 34. The 70s, there's 31 total no hitters. That's no hitters, combined no hitters, everything. Okay. Then it went down in the 80s. And then in the 2000, 2009, there's only 15 no hitters in the decade from 2000 2009, it ramped up a lot. 2010 to 2019, 39 no-hitters. This decade, 2020 to 2030, we're on pace for 47 no-hitters. Here's the twist. Combined no-hitters is affecting the numbers.
Mm.
Like, single-person no-hitters don't happen that much anymore. But combined no-hitters are becoming almost commonplace.
Yeah.
In compared to what, 70s, 80s, there was almost none of them.
Yeah, I go back to the decade of the 50s, no combined no-hitters. The decade of the 40s, no combined no-hitters. You had one from 60 to 1969, two from 70 to 79, none in the 80s, and then four 1990 to 1999, one from 2000 to 2009. Then it went up to five. Now it's already up to six with a total of 19 no-hitters. We don't recognize combined no-hitters on this show.
No.
No, we do not.
They combine to not give up a hit.
Yeah. Loses a little bit of its translation when you say, man, that dude threw a no. It wasn't the Phillies threw a no-hitter. It was Michael Lorenzen who did. But the Phillies, they combined to give up no hits last night. Yeah, Stephen.
Is this an old school policy?
Yeah, I think
so. It feels old schoolish, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Back in my days, yeah. Nolan Ryan went the distance when he threw a no-no. Yes, Todd.
How could a combined no-hitter really mean anything? If you just break it down, if it took three, four, five guys to do it, when we're watching a game, the starter goes, say, three innings and doesn't give up a hit, that's not a huge accomplishment. Then you have another guy that pitches two-thirds of an inning and another guy wasn't able to give up a hit in an inning and a third. You add all that up and there's no hits. But if you take each one individually, no one pitcher did anything that exciting.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Combined no-hitter is silly.
Yes, Marv.
I think Fritzy is the most old school out of the five of us.
No,
Nolan Ryan would pitch 11, 12 innings if he had to, for crying out loud.
No doubt.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Todd's life is in black and white.
Yeah.
Did Nolan Ryan not throw 200 pitch games sometimes and they'd keep him in the 11th inning, 12 strikeouts and 11 walks? They didn't care.
Yeah, but that's when men were men.
That's right.
Yeah. Not now.
I got to come out. We need the middle reliever and the closer and the guy between the middle reliever and the closer.
But the softest guy in the building is the most old school guy in the building.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
Isn't that like an oxymoron?
What'd you call, Todd?
You called me an oxymoron.
An oxymoron. Dang, I just call you a moron.
I know. Don't sugarcoat it.
Yeah,
he said what he
oxy.
Said.
Dang. Let me take a break. Okay? Take a break. Mark Sanchez will... talk to us tonight about tonight's games. And when you have a rookie quarterback who's going to, C.J. Stroud's going to be the starting quarterback for the Texans, how much do you play him in the preseason? Or Bryce Young, how much do they play? We'll take a break. We're back after this. Innovation Refunds has been helping small businesses that qualify to get a business payroll tax refund through the Employee Retention Credit, also known as the ERC. If you own a business with more than five employees, you could have money waiting to be claimed. If your tax attorney says that you might not qualify for the ERC, it might be worth getting a second opinion. Innovation Refunds doesn't provide tax or legal advice, but they work with independent network of tax professionals, and then they share the information to evaluate and process your claims. Terms and conditions apply for that. They have been helping eligible businesses claim their ERC tax refund since 2021. They might be able to help your business as well. Go to InnovationRefunds.com. There's no upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you get paid. To get started, call 1-843-REFUNDS, 1-843-REFUNDS, or you can go to InnovationRefunds.com. Find out if you qualify the ERC tax refunds, and you get started by going to InnovationRefunds.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz with hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin. It's the EV that recharges you, the vehicle. All electric, the feeling all Mercedes. Learn more, mbusa.com/EQE. Brian in Chicago. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, how are you?
Good.
I'm actually a realtor from Chicago.
A realtor.
Yeah, I'm just going off of what you guys talked about yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, so I'm going to Ireland. I was wondering, are you guys going to post what your, like, what your general itinerary is going to be, or like, or times that some of the fans might be able to meet up with you guys?
Yeah, we're going to do that on social media, but looks like it'll be, probably Wednesday night. We'll certainly do something after our first show. We're on from 2 until 5 in the afternoon, Dublin time, and then we'll let you know where we're going to go after the show. We'll do a meet and greet, and I can't promise that Will Ferrell will go with us. That'll be up to him, but myself and the Danettes will be going to a couple of pubs. Yes, Marvin?
He's coming with us to Ireland, just not for the meet and greets, possibly.
Well, I don't know. He's Will Ferrell. I don't know what it's like for him to walk around and just mingle.
No. I mean, is he coming still with us to Ireland?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I got his flight information. I got everything. I know everything that's going on with Will. He's going to be a Danette. He doesn't want to be a guest. He's going to maybe do the poll question. Yes, Seton.
There's not going to be a call at some point that, and Will's like, Dan, I was kidding. What?
No. I got his flights. I know when he arrives.
And he has the flight information too. He knows that he has flights booked.
He does. He does know that he's Will Ferrell's coming with us to Ireland.
Farrell.
Yeah,
not Farrell. Not Billy Ferrell.
William Farrell.
Will Ferrell is coming with us. Promise.
The guy who's an elf.
Yes. Yes, old school. That, yes. Will is joining us.
Ron Burgundy.
Yes, he Ron Burgundy. Yes, yes, he's coming.
What a wild
world. I hope he stays. That's the thing. He might get there and go, what am I doing? Yeah, Paulie.
I was watching some old school last night. The scene where he and his wife are in the therapist's office in old school. He's having trouble with his wife. And he's like, and so we're in the tree. We're in the trust tree. He's telling the story about the waitress. Golly, that's fun stuff.
Oh, look who just got married. Mark Sanchez, Fox NFL analyst. Yep. Congratulations. I had the over. Mark Sanchez is married. All right.
New hardware.
Did you cry? Okay.
Oh, like a baby.
Really?
Like a baby. She actually, here's why, because she woke up early today to help set me up. You can ask the people backstage getting this whole thing set up, but we're on a little vacation here before the season kicks off and before my son's school starts. So, we make a good team, I think.
Okay, but when she walks down.
Got a lot of work to do, you know? It's a tough conference, tough division. Got a lot of good couples out there. We got to be in it at the end, crescendo at the right time.
I like
you know, that. All that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. When do you start crying at your wedding?
So we wrote our own vows, and I knew I was going to tear up when the lights come on, when it's game time, because the couple of times I'm writing, you know, you get a little choked up and you're just like, that's ridiculous. You know, come on, like tighten up, big guy, you know, a lot like Fritzy maybe, you know, like back in my day. And so, you know, I hit the, you know, real men don't cry kind of thing. And then whatever, you wrestle with that for a little bit. And then lights came on and it was game time. And sure enough, the waterworks came on too.
You threw an interception. You threw a pick six right away. Right away.
I wouldn't go that far.
All right. Let me let me start with college football a little bit. You, of course, a USC alum.
Yeah.
How did this happen? How did all of this did it happen, and is there any bigger picture solution in your opinion?
Well, I think this whole realignment or NIL or both, or they're kind of, you know, responsible for each other in different ways. I think in maybe 10 years when there's like some legit guardrails on everything and we kind of look back and say, oh yeah, okay, well that probably made sense there. And oh, here's the real straw that broke the camel's back. But I think one of them had to be this chasing a national TV or national media model, right? Because way back in the day, right, in black and white with Fritzy, it was like, get your regional guys, you know, and go fight, you know, play against the other guys that are in their region and see who's better, right? Oh, wow, USC, Notre Dame, we got a railway that will take these teams together and unite the country. Well, those were like the beginnings of what we're seeing today. And with the Pac-12 and the lack of a national media model, SC's like, you know, we got to go, boys. We got to get out of here. We got to chase this stuff. If we're going to be on TV and be relevant and show these kids in Florida, Texas, and all on the East Coast, everywhere else, that, hey, football is big here, because it's not like when Matt Leinart and Reggie Bush were playing that everybody on the Eastern Seaboard would tune into that 11 o'clock game, you know, in LA. So now without that vehicle to basically promote yourself and help recruit, they got to go to something bigger. And the Big Ten was the answer. When it comes to NIL, I mean, it's the wild, wild west right now. I think at some point there'll be some guardrails and rules, but I find it hard. I wouldn't want to be the person in the position to blow the whistle first on somebody for breaking a rule. Right. Especially right now, especially with the way the NCAA kind of looks publicly, like their public image isn't beautiful and shiny and sweet. It's a little like, hey, man, you guys have been holding these players down for a long time and now they're getting paid. You guys kind of blew that. And what's going on with conferences? Is there really an NCAA? You know, there's a lot of questions about that. So
would you have stayed longer at USC with Anna if you were getting paid?
You know, it's interesting because I've thought about this quite a bit in the last year. And it's not to say, it's hard to say now in retrospect, looking back, saying like, well, if they would offer me $10 million, maybe I don't go. Are you staying for the money? I don't know. Is the money a new thing? You know, is it in that last year that they say, hey, here's $10 million, you stay, it's yours, it's all legal and above board? Shoot, that would have made me think about it at least one more time. I can't guarantee I wouldn't have made the same decision. But, you know, it was part of that was if I'm staying, the chances of getting hurt, you know, the chances of this new CBA coming down, the chances, whatever, like it was just the right time for me personally in that moment. But, you know, I've heard stories about CJ Stroud and these guys at, you know, different programs where it's like, he was going to leave. He obviously left, but he was going to leave, and they put together a pretty nice package for him to stay.
How much did you hear?
You know, I don't know. I've heard different numbers. I've heard anywhere from 10 to 20. And I was just like, whoa, because if it's that high, then we're talking something serious, right? Like, what's he going to get paid on his rookie deal? 25, 28, 29. I don't know what the, you know, first year is, but it's slotted now. And then to go back, compete for a Heisman, compete for a national championship, potentially have those two things in your pocket, plus let's just call it $15 million. I mean,
I know.
I don't know. That's not too bad. You know, if you were even in any way hesitant about going to the next level, skill-wise, maturity-wise, you know, physically, emotionally, anything like that, shoot. You know, if I'm his parents, I'm like, well, I know a safe option. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
That's true.
So
we're talking to Mark Sanchez, Fox NFL analyst, trying to figure out if you're the Texans and you got C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young,
yep,
how much do you play in the preseason if you know they are going to be your starter week one?
Sure. Well, I think, okay, the old school model that I was a part of and I can speak to was, you know, the first game, there used to be four preseason games, number one, now there's three. But the first game, you get about a quarter-ish, a series, maybe two, right? A total of anywhere from 8 to 15 kind of plays, basically, because you can't guarantee with the way the game plays out. Second game, you're playing at least 2 to 3 drives, you know, right around middle of the second quarter, whatever. Depends. If you go out and blow it out of the water, have two scoring drives, boom, get his ass out of there and keep him healthy and upright, throw in some sandals, give him some sunflower seeds, and let him watch the rest. Third game is like your dress rehearsal. You'll go through the first half, get into the third quarter, at least one drive in the third quarter, and then after that, you kind of shut it down. The fourth game was to round out the bottom of your roster, and then, you know, you go play in about, I think it's like 10 days after that fourth game. Now, with just the three chances in preseason, that third game has become the game to kind of round out the roster. Now guys play about a quarter, maybe two quarters in the first and second game. And the idea is just to get them live reps at situations. You want them having to handle third downs. You want them to have handle, you know, first and second downs that you can rep, you know, in practice anyway. But you want them to do a 2-minute drill. You want them to do you want them to have a third and long, a third and short, a red zone opportunity. You just want to simulate those as best you can, keep them upright while maintaining his health for the season, and then let him go play. Now, with the introduction of all these joint practices, or maybe the growing popularity of these joint practices, you can get a lot of those reps in those scenarios because you can script it a certain way, and that defense is trying to tee off. Now, the chances of you getting just completely blown up in a joint practice as a quarterback are much, much lower than a real preseason game, because in a real preseason game, you're wearing the same color jersey. In the joint practice, they're told still not to get near the quarterback, but inevitably, there's a guy who's trying to make the roster and trying to make a name for himself. And, you know, he might beat somebody around the edge and he's coming for you. So he's going to give you a little contact. But bottom line is you're balancing those two things. And I don't know how any of the GMs or coaches have any fingernails left after preseason, because yeah, these guys are watching, you know, their new shiny toy at Christmas and it's that remote control car. And there goes the neighbor just playing with it. And you're like, oh, God, oh, God, you know, so. You're scared that something's going to happen.
I saw this video of Trayvon Diggs picking off Dak Prescott a couple of times and then talking trash to him. And I'm wondering, how often does that happen? If you threw an interception in practice, would the defense, like, really, you know, Trayvon Diggs was not holding back. I mean, he was calling out Dak Prescott.
Yeah, I've seen the clip. I think, you know, those kind of things in that moment, I mean, you never know what went into it. And it's kind of funny because after those things happen at practice, you're already fine with your relationship with that player has already been mended, even if it were ever broken or frayed, I guess. And then you got to go talk to the media about it. And then they kind of remind you about it. So I wouldn't think, it's not like, you know, he said that to Dak and Dak was just like tail between his legs, like a sad puppy and walking in a locker room like, man, I got no friends. I don't think that's the case at all. I think it's just incredibly competitive and that kind of tense environment. And that's what you want. Now, you know, people are going to have their take on it because it was cut out of context and then pasted everywhere for everyone to see. But I don't see a problem with it. And it also depends on the players, like their relationship. I mean, Bart Scott used to rip my head off all the time. I could barely get my first couple snap counts off because he's screaming at me, yelling at me, you know, you Richie Valens looking La Bamba mother, you know what, and this and that. Hey, Nacho, Nacho, hey, what's the snap count, Nacho? You know, he's screaming at me. And, you know,
and Rex Ryan didn't,
over to shut
up. Rex didn't want to stop that?
Nah, come on. It was great. It was, it's what your rookie quarterback goes through. And those are like the growing pains. But then, like, you know, a guy like that, like Bart, dude's got your back. Like, if anybody cheap shot at me or something, like, that's the dude who would sprint on the field. Same thing with Mangold. Same thing with those. Like, they just have your back. And it's like, you know, this is a part of your growing pains, young guy, but you're one of us. You know, they got their arm around you at the same time. A little different between Dak and Trayvon because they're, you know, similar age, or Dak's a little older, whatever. So, but that's the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to cultivate this environment that's so competitive that pushes you to the edge right when it's about to break out into a fight, and then you literally just walk away or stand still and let them get the penalty. You know what I mean? That was like an old Pete Carroll thing. We push it to the brink, like right to the edge of the cliff, and let them jump off. We don't jump off. We don't lose our cool.
Where do you stand on this Eric Bieniemy Commander's story where Bieniemy, I guess, is being rough on the players? He says he's intense, he's old school. And they went to Ron Rivera to complain about Eric Bieniemy yelling at them.
What are you going to get from Ron? I mean, Ron's a tough old school dude, too.
I don't know. I mean, you know, the new athlete is not used to being yelled at.
I mean, but yeah, sure. But I think it's like, who are you? Who's going to come to save the day? The guy who played linebacker in the league, you know, three CBAs ago? Come on now. I don't know if that's the right
But Rivera right talked about it. That's the problem. He told the media about it instead of keeping that in-house.
So I didn't see the interview. I had heard rumblings of this. And, I mean, there's so many media outlets searching for something right now to grab onto.
Yeah, timing is everything.
Timing is everything. And so I don't know necessarily what would make Coach want to say that. But maybe it's like, you know, like, hey, we brought the, maybe his intention was like, we brought the right guy in. He's ruffled some feathers around here, and that's what we want. Once again, Trayvon Diggs and Bart, and Dak Prescott, Bart Scott and me as a young rookie. It's like, get this stuff as tough as you can and simulate every tough situation you possibly can, because I guarantee we're going to get them. If these are the toughest situations we get all season, boys, we're gravy. Like, we are good. And That's the idea of training camp. Simulate the toughest, hardest stuff, just like military training. And then when it happens in the season, boom, I've done it. I've been there. I know what to do. A lot like, you know, Fritzy. Somebody had to tell him to get his freaking hands out of his pocket in the sound check so he could go up there and have the stage presence we know he has. I thought I would have seen a little Shirelles, like a little hand, boom, something, you know, a little something. But my man was just like, you know, Flat Stanley up there.
Fritzy was sort of our Napoleon Dynamite when he gets up on stage, where he's not even really engaging with the audience, hands in his pockets, and but he got through it. I mean, he did.
He did.
He stood there.
I'm proud of him.
Stood there like a champion. Well, congrats on the nuptials, as we like to say.
Thanks,
just take it one anniversary at a time, okay?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Just one anniversary at a time, all right?
Yeah.
Thank you, bud. Good to talk to you again.
Appreciate you guys.
Mark Sanchez, Fox NFL analyst, former NFL USC quarterback. Yeah, everybody talks tough until and then you're going, oh, man. I remember, like, when my wife walked down the aisle, and I was, I held it together. I did. I held it. You know, let me take a break. We're running a little bit late here. But, you know, trying to hold it together in front of everybody. But I'll recapture the moment when my wife, 37 years ago, walked down the aisle. We're back after this. Every great day starts the night before, and that means, how did you sleep? Do you have this energy? Everybody around here has got energy in their voice because they know Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year is going on right now. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed Plus, special financing for a limited time. 8 out of 10 couples prefer a mattress firmness that's different than their partner. Well, Sleep Number's taking care of that. It's 2 beds in 1, adjustable firmness on each side. Helps you sleep longer, deeper. Also, Sleep Number. Ask about it. How firm do you like the mattress? I have a 75. The Sleep IQ technology. Ask about that as well. They also have something if your partner snores. Sleep next level. Unlock your unique potential with a smart bed that can perform as well as you. It's the biggest sale of the year. All the beds on sale. Make sure you take advantage of this. 50% off the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. See store for details. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Listen to Comeback Stories. I'm Darren Waller. You may know me best as a tight end for the New York Giants. You may also know me for my story of overcoming addiction and alcoholism. You may have heard a few of my tracks as an artist or a producer. And you may have seen the work that I've done through my foundation. And you may know my friend and co-host, Donnie Starkins, as well. He's a mindfulness teacher, a yoga instructor, a life coach, a man fully invested in seeing people reach their fullest potential. And we've come to form this platform of Comeback Stories to really highlight not only our own adversity, but adversity in the lives of well-known guests with amazing stories. Catch us every week on Comeback Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly, but it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Right Brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Right Brand bacon.
For entertainment purposes only, Texans minus 3.5 tonight against the Patriots, according to DraftKings. Vikings plus 3.5. against the Seahawks. Before we went to commercial break, I was talking about where you're trying to hold it together, whether you're walking your daughter down the aisle, which I haven't done. I have three daughters. But when I was there, and I was getting married, and I remember my wife walking down the aisle. Looked stunning. And then all of a sudden, it looked like she was fainting. And I thought, oh, my God. Well, what happened is her cousin, when she walked by, stepped out to get a photo, stepped on her dress, and then he didn't realize she was he was on her dress and pulled her back and looked like she was going to faint.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What a faux pas.
Yes. But I held it together. I think I might have teared up just a second, and that was it. Because I think you have to do that, too. You know, when she walks down the aisle, I think she's hoping that maybe you're emotional about this. Instead of, you know, like, giving your groomsmen a high five or any of that stuff. You know, you gotta keep it together. But walking the daughters down the aisle, I've already encouraged them. If they would like to elope, they have my permission. But I'm thinking, if I wore sunglasses.
Like you're like at a boxing, like a star at a boxing match?
Yeah. You know, I'm a celebrity. I'm going to wear sunglasses. Oh, but I could hide the tears, but I couldn't hide the... That's going to be terrible.
Your problem is going to be over-crying, so now it's about you.
Yes.
It's not. You're going to take away from your daughter's moment because Dan is just a blubbering mess.
Paulie is emotionless, and I thought maybe he could stand in for me, at least walk my daughter down the aisle.
Like the closer. If you break up, I'll just come out from row 8 and finish the process.
Dale in Kentucky. Hi, Dale. Welcome back.
Hey, Dan. Hey, I've got a question for Seton. I was listening between the breaks and the Keeper's Heart commercial, and that Seton does an awesome Irish impersonation or accent.
Yeah.
But he says smoother than the other side of the spoon. Am I missing something there? I mean, is that a real saying, or is it just something that sounds really cool with an Irish accent?
I think I've never heard that expression before. I've always heard it's cooler than the other side of the pillow, but... Seton, is that an expression?
It is a real expression.
Okay.
Yeah.
So smoother than the other side of the spoon?
That impression is of a soccer announcer named Ray Hudson.
Yeah.
And he's known for these, like, outlandish comments like that or whatever. And he, I've heard him say smoother than the other side of a spoon.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, who was the, was it Mike Lang who did the Penguins play-by-play on radio? And he would say things like, scratch my back with a hacksaw or something. You go, what?
Figuratively.
I don't know what that means. Scooby in Oregon. Hey, Scoob, what's on your mind today?
DP, what's up, man?
Hey, man. Hey.
I just want to give you some updates on Ireland. I lived there for a year. I worked for a high-tech company, and they sent me on their dime, which was the best way to travel, just like the Danettes are going to do. But, yeah, like, men don't wear shorts in Ireland. That's a big one.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I got laughed out of the place. It was 15 years ago, but you know what? Things in Ireland don't change.
Okay, so no shorts. But people who are from Ireland or live in Dublin may not wear shorts, but tourists who visit there can wear them. Yes, Paulie?
He's partially right. I've been there in July before, and it was hot. And during the daytime, you can get away with walking around in shorts, especially if you're a tourist. I would not go to a restaurant in Dublin or anywhere in Ireland wearing shorts.
Mm.
Definitely not a nice restaurant.
Okay.
But, that's pretty close to true.
Yes. Seton?
Yeah, when I was in Dublin, I found people to be very well-dressed.
Mm.
They, like, especially young people, were all very well-dressed.
Okay.
It's hot for a partial portion of the day, and it rains almost every day for a little bit. But, yeah, shorts and nice restaurants is a no-go.
Okay.
That affects us a lot, I think, of people in this room.
Well, it affects Todd. I mean, can you dress up in Dublin?
I've got a nice pair of sweatpants I can wear. I can probably iron my Elway jersey, things like that.
No, no, Todd, I was being serious. I mean, you're representing the program.
If
the
shorts show. I don't wear shorts a lot. In the summer, I wear shorts, but most of the year, I'm never wearing shorts.
But we're going in August. I mean, that's.
But if it's against, if it's faux pas to wear shorts, I think I can survive a few days without wearing shorts.
Okay. Paul, you got the weather for Dublin?
Always. High of 65 is common.
Okay.
Rain expected every single day. They kind of do that to be safe because there's going to be a splash of rain. Low of 56.
All right.
So that is not short weather.
No. Now, can I wrap a sweater around my neck?
You should. I'm bringing a cardigan for everybody.
Oh, you're gonna love, I'm of all of us, what you can wear in Dublin, you are going to have a ball.
Yeah, I would like to. I've never been in Ireland in winter. I've been there in the warmer months, but winter seems to be perfect.
I was there in March. It snowed. We played golf every day. We're hardy. Yes, Todd.
That's fascinating. So they're judgy in Ireland? I would think like France, they'd be a little more snooty, worrying about what people are wearing. That's fascinating to me.
Just wear pants, okay?
Pants. Like, I could wear jeans.
And underwear, too.
I don't know about that.
We'll talk to CC Sabathia coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.